This Sunday, the Albanian nun known to the world as Mother Teresa will become a Catholic saint. While the official ceremony takes place in Rome, evidence of Mother Teresa's legacy can be found all over the world. WHYY's Laura Benshoff visited one of the houses she set up in Norristown, which continues her work with people in poverty.
To get an interview with the Sisters in Mother Teresa's Order, the Missionaries of Charity, first you have to fax a request to their North American headquarters in the Bronx. Then someone in New York relays that request by phone to the Order's international leaders in Kolkata, India.
You're here as a volunteer?
No, I'm here with WHYY.
Only then can you go to DeKalb Street in Norristown and meet Sister Regis. The sister wears high prescription glasses that enlarge her eyes and the blue bordered white sari associated with Mother Teresa.
What is your religion?
I was baptized Episcopalian.
Okay, we are Catholic.
The order sent Sister Regis, who's originally from northern India and has a thick accent, to Norristown this past December. But Mother Teresa herself founded the house back in 1984. Since then, four sisters at a time and a small army of volunteers have operated a soup kitchen and a 16-bed women's shelter. Sister Leah Ann, who's also from India, gives a tour of the kitchen, which today is dishing out ham slices, soup, and pasta for lunch.
The kitchen, we cook ourselves. Sisters cook the food every day.
Sister Regis says the idea behind their aid is immediate service.
If a person is hungry today, you feed him. Tomorrow he may not be there. We are not going for continuous work that someone else can do.
Mother Teresa died in 1997 and was fast-tracked towards sainthood. But there remains criticism of her work, including allegations by British and South Asian journalists that her order places a greater emphasis on spreading Catholic values than relieving suffering. But you won't find any negative judgments here. Volunteers like Charlie Tornetta say they're inspired by the model of selfless service the sisters live daily.
These are the most beautiful people in the world, bar none. The sisters devote their whole life to helping people.
And for her followers like Sister Leah Ann, Mother Teresa's sainthood was never a question.
Actually, we knew she's saint. Really, we're overjoyed with that.
On Sunday at about 4:30 a.m. local time, Pope Francis will make it official. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.